This semester we've been talking about the concept of Bishul B'Shabbos. We spoke about the Melacha D'Oraisa of Bishul and the different applications of Bishul D'Oraisa. And then we started discussing the Gzeiros D'Rabbanan that Chazal instituted that are associated with Bishul. We spoke first about Shehiya, leaving a pot on the fire from before Shabbos. Again, that's not Bishul D'Oraisa because you're not putting the pot on the fire on Shabbos itself. And then we talked about Hatmana, insulating a pot to maintain its heat. The third and final Gzeirah D'Rabbanan that's associated with the Melacha of Bishul is what's called Chazara. And that is returning a pot to the fire. Turning a cooked pot. You cook the food in the pot and now you want to put it back onto the fire. So that's also prohibited. Minat Torah, of course, that's permissible if it's already Nisbashel, if it's already cooked. We paskin that ain't Bishul Achar Bishul. So there's no Bishul D'Oraisa for such food. But Chazal, nevertheless, were gozer. Just like they were gozer, the Issur Shehiya, to leave the pot on the fire from before Shabbos, they were also gozer to put the pot back onto the fire. And in fact, Chazal were more choshesh by Chazara. They were gozer even more. More chumras, more conditions have to be fulfilled in order to permit Chazara. Chazal were more concerned by Chazara. Why were they concerned by Chazara? What is the Gzeirah of Chazara? What's it all about? So there's actually a machlokas harishonim why Chazara is prohibited. Rabbeinu Tam assumes that it's Shemi Achata Begacholim, it's the same basic Gzeirah of Shehiyah. It's just that by Chazara, Chazal were more machmir, because think about it, if you take the food off the fire, then it's going to cool off. And if it cools off, then there's more of a concern that you'll stoke the coals, that you'll try to raise the fire in order to reheat the food. So because there's more of a concern of Shemi Echata B'Gaholim, that's why Chazal were more machmer by Chazara than they were by Shehiyah. But other Rishonim argue, and they say, no, the reason why Chazal are more machmer by Chazara is because it's a fundamentally different gzeira. It's not because of Shemi Echata B'Gaholim at all. But rather, the reason why Chazara is aser is because it's mechzikim avashel. It looks like Bishul. You're taking a pot with food on Shabbos and putting it on the fire. So it certainly looks like Bishul. Maybe you know that you're not being Mevashel because the food's already cooked, but it certainly looks like a pu'ul of Bishul. So Chazal will go there. It's like a Melacha D'Rabbanan. Chazal will go there. This Isser of Chazara, it's Mechzik HaMevashel. So because it's Mechzik HaMevashel, it's not just Shemi Echata B'Gacholim, Chazal were much more Machmer by Chazara than they were by Shehiyah. And that's why they added other conditions, as we'll see, other conditions that have to be satisfied, that have to be fulfilled to permit Chazar. Before we discuss those conditions that have to be fulfilled, what's the nafkamina? Is there a nafkamina between these two approaches? Both approaches are saying the Chazar is more chamer than Shehiyah. Chazal are much more mach when it comes to returning a pot to the fire. The question is whether it's midin shemi echata begachalam or it's because of mechzikim avashel. But what's the nafkamina? So one of the nafkamina that they mention, Rabbi Shechter, in Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, in Simen Vav Os Hei, so he develops this idea that, is it permissible to do Chazara through a goy? To get a goy, Amira La'akum, to do Chazara. Let's say a goy is going to take the pot and put it back on the fire. Or let's say you're going to use a timer to turn on a stove, to turn on some electric stove, or to turn on a crock pot in the middle of Shabbos. Can you put the pot, can you return a pot to the fire, to the crock pot, to the stove, if the timer is gonna turn on the stove, or if the timer is going to turn the crock pot on? Right? You're not going to do the actual Maisa Chazara. So if you're not going to do the actual Maisa Chazara, is it permissible to have the pot on the fire on Shabbos or not? The Ramah in Simen Reish Nun Gimel Sif Hei writes that any kind of chazara that's prohibited for the Yisrael to do, you can't do a goy either. You can't tell a goy to do it. But the Bir Halacha, they quote from the Marit, one of the Gedolei Achronim, who's matel lechatchila to do it al yidei goy. He says, we know there's a principle called shvus to shvus b'mako mitzvah, that you're allowed to have a goy do an isad rabbanon b'mako mitzvah letzorech oneg Shabbos. So why shouldn't you be allowed to tell the goy to do chazar? It's doch a shvus to shvus, amira la'akum, b'makom in isad rabbanon, chazar is only in isad rabbanon, b'makom mitzvah, b'makom it's a tzorech of Shabbos. So zok the Marit, I think lechatchila you could ask the guy to put the food back onto the fire. Against the Ramah, the Ramah says you can't. Marit says it's mutter. So what's the machlokas? So the Chazon Ish suggests that the Ramah assumes that the Isser of Chazara is not the Maisa Chazara itself. That's not the problem. It's not the Maisa Chazara. It's not the act of putting the pot back onto the fire. It's the circumstance, the situation, that now you have a pot that has cooled off, that you're putting back onto the fire, and now there's a concern of Shema Yechata B'Gachalim. We're afraid that because you have a matzav, you have a situation of a pot that has cooled off, maybe you'll raise the fire in order to heat up the pot. So does it matter who put the pot back on the fire? No, it doesn't matter. A goy could put the pot back on the fire. A timer could turn the fire back on. It doesn't matter how the pot got on top of a fire. As long as you have pot on top of fire and this pot had cooled off in the interim, then the Isser of Chazara should apply. Because the Isser of Chazara, says the Chazon Ish, according to the Ramah, is an Isser Matzav. It's an Isser of a situation that you have a cooled off pot that now is on top of a fire and there's a concern that you're going to raise the flame. So as long as you have that Matzav, as long as you have that circumstance, then it's going to be us. What does the Marit assume? Rebbe Shechter wanted to explain that the Marit probably takes the approach of the other Rishon. He assumes, what's the Isser of Chazara? The Isser of Chazara is not an Isser Matzav. It's an Isser of Mechzik and Mavashel. It's an Isser on the Pe'ulas Hachzara itself. Returning the pot to the fire looks like a Bishul. So if it looks like a Bishul, then Chazala goes there on this Isser. It looks like a Bishul, so it's like a Melacha de Rabbanan. So the Isser is not an Isser Matzav, it's an Isser of the Maisa Hachzara. So if the Isser is an Isser Maisa, then we can understand, Al Yidei Goy, perhaps there's room for Heter. Because if the guy is the one who's doing the maisa, then that's a shvus to shvus, b'makom mitzvah. The whole cool of shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah is if you're telling a guy to do an isser maisa, to do an isser malacha. So if it's only a malacha d'rabbanan, if it's only an isser d'rabbanan, so the guy can do that isser d'rabbanan, b'makom mitzvah. So, Zokter Beshechta, that's what the Marit is assuming. That the whole isser of Chazara is not an isser matzav, it's an isser pa'ula, an isser... And Issa Maisa, it's Mechzik and Mavashel. So if it's Mechzik and Mavashel, then we can understand, Al Yidei Goy, it'll be Mutter, because Shvus Toshus Makom Mitzvah is going to be Mutter. Rabbi Shechter does conclude that Rov Poskim argue with the Marit, so presumably it's better to follow the Ramah, better to assume that it should not be done Al Yidei Goy. That the Isra of Chazara might be Shami Yechata B'Gacholim. We have to be Machmer for that Shita too. So therefore, perhaps it's better not to do it through a Goy. Right, you would only be able to do Chazara in a permissible way. We'll have to describe. You have to satisfy the different conditions. If the different conditions are satisfied, then even a Yisrael can do it. But if the conditions are not satisfied, then it would seem that the way to go is to pass like the Ramah, not to do it Al Yidei Goy. So what are these conditions? I keep on alluding to the special conditions that you have in order to permit Chazara. What are these conditions? So there are five conditions that the Poskim enumerate that one has to fulfill in order to permit Chazara. First of all, the food has to be completely cooked. That's obvious, right? Because there are some shitas that claim, even if the food is mevushal kamachal ben derusai, even if it's a third or a half cooked, if you cook it more until it's mevushal called sarko, you violate bishul daraisa. That's the shita of the Rambam. That even though it's already edible, it's mevushal kamachal ben derusai, you can still violate a bishul daraisa if you cook it completely. So the food definitely has to be completely cooked. If not, then you'll violate a bishul daraisa here. You're putting a pot on the fire with food that's not completely cooked, that could be a bishul daraisa. So that definitely has to be satisfied. And that's something, obviously, that's unique to Chazar that doesn't apply to Shehiyah. Because in Shehiyah, you're leaving the pot on the fire from before Shabbos. Here, you're putting the pot back on the fire on Shabbos. So first of all, the food has to be completely cooked. What's more, number two, the food has to be lo nitzdan in legamri. It can't be completely cooled off. Now why? Why does it have to be still a little bit warm? So some achronim, the Gra wants to suggest that that's to remove a bishul achar bishul problem. And we talked about that. Right? If the food is not nitzdan in legamri, it could be that that's called bishul achar bishul. You'll have a bishul achar bishul problem in the liquid. Right? If you have liquid that's nitzdan in legamri, if it's nitzdan in legamri, then the Ramah is machmer that might be considered bishul achar bishul. That's one way to look at that requirement, that it can't be completely cooled off. The Magen Avraham says, no, it's not because of bishul achar bishul. It's because if it's completely cooled off, then your first shehiyah, the first shehiyah of the pot on top of the fire, is completely batel. You took it off the fire, And now if it completely cools off, so then when you put it back on the fire, that's a nesina mechadash, that's like a new placement on the fire. And that's what we want to prevent, that it shouldn't be a new placement on the fire. So as long as it's still a little bit hot, we view that as a hemshech, as a continuation of the first placement. So that's not going to be called chazar. It's not a bishul achar bishul concept. It's not a bishul achar bishul requirement. But rather, it's to ensure that the first shehiyah, the first nesina, is being maintained. It's not a new nesina, but rather it's a continuation of the original nesina. What's the nafkamina between the Gra and the Magen Avraham? It can't be completely cooled off. Does it matter that it's a bishul achar bishul problem, or that it's a chazara problem, that it's a new nesina? Then what does it matter? There's a big nafkamina. The nafkamina is, let's say you're talking about putting back a dover yavish, putting back kugel, a piece of kugel. You want to put kugel back on the fire. And it's netzdani lagamri. Let's say it's netzdani, it's nisbashal called sarko, but it's netzdani lagamri. Completely cooled off. So if you're only bothered by the bishul achabishul issue, so that's going to be a problem with soup or something like that. That there'll be bishul achabishul if you put it back on the fire and it was netzdani lagamri. But kugel? There's no bishul achabishul by a dover yavish, even if it's netzdani lagamri. So if the problem of lo netzdani lagamri, if the problem of netzdani lagamri is a bishul achabishul issue, that only applies to dover lach, not to dover yavish. But if the problem is that once it's netzdani lagamri, we look at your chazara as a nesina mechadash, a new nesina, so then that might be a problem by dover yavish too. Even putting kugel back on the fire might be a problem because it's like a new nesina. There's no bishul achabishul. So what? It's not a bishul problem. It's a chazara problem. Because once it cools off completely, so then it's viewed as a new nesina, and that might be an issue. Okay, these are the first two to norm, the first two conditions that you need in order to be mater chazara. Nisbashel called sarko and lo nitzdanin lagamri. But there are three others, three very, very important conditions that also exist in Chazara. First of all, Garif HaKatam. It's the same as Shehiyah. You got to cover the flame in some way. If it's adjustable, if you have a flame there, you got to cover it in some way. Why? Because again, Chazal want to make sure that either you're not going to be Mechata B'Gecholim, you're not going to raise the flame, or Chazal want to make sure that it looks significantly different, that it's not Mechzikim Avasho. So Garif HaKatam is definitely necessary. You can't put it on an open flame. So you need Nachama, you need Nisbashel called Sarko, you need Lo Nitzdanin Legamri, and you need Garif HaKatam. It has to be covered. But then there are two other very important, very famous conditions for Chazara. And those are called Odon Biyado V'Daito Lahachzir. Odon Biyado, Ayin Vav Dalet Nun. Odon Biyado, it's still in his hand, he's holding the pot. And he has intention to put the pot back onto the fire. He has to be holding onto the pot. You can take the chulent off the pot, Friday night chulent, take the chulent off the pot, someone else can scoop it out, but you got to be holding onto the pot. You can't put it down. Odom Biyad's got to still be in your hand, and you have intention to put it back. Those are also important criteria, important conditions that have to be fulfilled, that must be satisfied to permit Chazar. Why do you need these conditions? So again, if it's Odom Biyado and Daito Lahachzir, so that's going to remind you that you're doing something special. You're not going to come to be Mechata B'Gecholim. What's more, if the problem is Mechzik and Mevashel, so as long as it's still in your hand and you have intention to put it back on the fire, we view it as a continuation, as a Hemshech of the original Shehiyah. So it's not viewed as a Chazara, as putting something fresh on the fire, but rather it's a Hemshech of the previous Shehiyah. These are the five conditions that you have to fulfill to permit Chazara. Nisbasha kol tzarko, lo netzdanin lagamri, garif ekotam, odan biyado, and daito lahachzi. Okay, these are the conditions. Now, do you have to really satisfy all these conditions? They all have to be satisfied completely. So, the Mishnah Berurah and the Poskim talk about these two conditions of Odom Biyado and Daito Lahachzir, these are really the sticking points. You know, to have Nisbashel kol tzarko, that's not such a pella. I mean, obviously, it has to be cooked from before Shabbos. That's not a question. Lo Nitzdanin Lagamri. So if you take something off the fire, you take chulent off the fire. Let's say you want to take Friday night chulent. So the rule is you're not allowed to stir a pot when it's on the fire. And you're not allowed to scoop out from the pot when it's on the fire, because we're afraid maybe something might not be completely cooked, and you'll cause it to get cooked. So the only way that you're allowed to scoop out from the cholent is by taking it off the fire. So you take it off the fire and you scoop it out, it's not going to be nitzan in legamri. That's not such a big deal. But oda biyado and that lahachzer is a pretty big deal. Right? Let's say you want to scoop out soup, or you want to scoop out cholent, and you might want to put it back onto the fire. So you have to keep in mind that it has to be oda biyado and that lahachzer. But let's say you didn't do that. Let's say it wasn't daito lahachzir. You thought you were going to finish all the soup. You thought you were going to give everyone soup. And then it turns out that someone else wants to get soup later. He says, you know, maybe put the soup back on the fire. I want to have hot soup later. Or in the case of cholent, let's say you thought that you were going to finish the cholent Friday night, and it turns out you didn't. Not enough people wanted the cholent. So you want to be able to put the pot back onto the fire. It's still hot. Still hot, but the problem was it wasn't daito lahachzir. So, are these criteria absolutely required? Are they ma'akev? They're absolutely necessary, or perhaps they're not. So there's actually a suffix in the Gemara about these two criteria of odon biyado and daito lahachzir. Do you need both? Is one sufficient? What's the din? So some poskim are willing to be meikel le'esat tzorech. Even if you only have one. You look in the Bir Halacha says that if you have Odin Biyado, so B'dieved, he says that's okay. Even if you didn't have Daito Lahachzer, as long as you're still holding on to the pot. And that doesn't mean that the pot is in mid-air. Obviously, if the pot is in mid-air, that's even better. But the poskim say, Rav Moshe is Medayek from Yerushalmi, that as long as you're holding on to the pot with your hand, even if you put it down, that's okay. So if it's odin biyado, even if it wasn't daito lahachzir, that's fine. You can still put it back on the fire b'dieved. What's more, if daito lahachzir, if you had in mind to put it back, and you were hinicha al gabe safsal, what does that mean? That you didn't put it on the karka, you didn't put it down. You didn't put it in its final resting place. What do you do with the pot when it's finished? You put it in the sink, you put it in the dishwasher, you put it away, you didn't put it there. You put it on the counter. So the Mishnah Berurah is willing to say that if daito lahachzir, even if you did put it down, you're not holding on to it at all, you put it on the counter, that's okay. That's okay, b'dieved, you can put it back onto the fire. So these are already big kulis. That as long as you have odin biyado, even if it's not daito lahachzir, that's fine. As long as you have daito lahachzir, even if hinich al gabe safsol, if you put it on the counter, that's also okay. In fact, the Chazon Ish goes even further than the Mishnah Berurah. The Chazon Ish is Mekel more than the Mishnah Berurah. He says, if hinichal gabi safsal, if it's not hinichal gabi karka, you didn't put it in the dishwasher, you didn't put it in the refrigerator, you didn't put it in the sink, you put it on the counter. He says, that's not called putting it down. You don't actually have to be holding it. As long as it's not put away, that's called holding it, the Chazon Ish says. So if hinichal gabi safsal, you put it on some intermediary stage, right? You put it on the counter. If you put it on the counter, the Chazon Ish says, even if it's ein daito lahachzir, that's still okay. You can put it back onto the fire. Okay, so there are a few kulis over here, big kulis. First of all, if it's odin biyado, if you're still holding on to it, odin biyado, even if it's not daito lahachzir, that's okay. And then we have the Chazon Ish who's willing to extend odin biyado, that even if you put it down, as long as you only put it on the counter, you didn't put it away, that's called odin biyado as well. So even if it's not daito lahachzir, that's okay. And then we said that if daito lahachzir, so then it's also okay as long as you didn't put it away, as long as you didn't put it into the refrigerator, you didn't put it onto the sink. If daito lahachzir, hinichal gabe safsal, so then that's okay. There's a shaila that's raised by the poskim. There are a few shailas that are raised by the poskim that relate to these different kulas that we mentioned. What happens in the following circumstance? Let's say the fire goes out on your stove. Fire goes out on the stove. You had a pot on the stove, and the fire goes out. So what do you do with the pot? You want this for cholent on Shabbos day. So it's not odin biyado. So what can you do here? You didn't pick anything up, just the fire went out. So can you put it onto another fire? Or do we say no? That's it, once the fire goes out. It wasn't odin biyado and daito lahachzir because you didn't take it off the fire. The fire just went out by itself. So what's the din? What's the din? The Orcha Shabbos quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who wants to say that in such a case you can take the pot and put it on a different fire. Because as long as you don't have a Maisa HaMesalek, as long as you don't have an action that took the pot off the fire, you didn't actually take it off the fire, then we don't view it as though you've been Mevatel, the original Shehiyah. When we have this din of Odom B'Yadom and Daita L'Hachzer, that's if you pull the pot off the fire, so now you're Mesalek, you are being Mafkia, you're being Mevatel, the original Shehiyah. So the only way to maintain that original Shehiyah is with Yadas, with the Daita L'Hachzer, and with Odom B'Yadom. But if nothing actually was Mevatel, that Shehiyah, then there's room to be Mekel to say that you can put the pot on a different fire. Similarly, Rabbi Kiva Eger has the following shaila. I would never believe this would come up, but someone asked me this shaila over the summer. Let's say there are people, you know, people go up to the Catskills, they go up to a summer home or something for Shabbos, and they're sharing food. They're sharing an oven. Akiva asked the question: is that as long as it's not mitzvah in the gamri? Where was this question asked?
Sorry, yeah,
that was from before?
If the fire goes out.
Okay, yeah. Very good. Yes. Yes, if the fire goes out, so then it can't be Nitzdan in Lagamri anyway, right? If you hold, again, if it's a Dover Lach, then if it's Nitzdan in Lagamri, there'll be a problem of Bishul Achar Bishul. If you hold like the Magen Avram, then if it's Nitzdan in Lagamri, then even by a Dover Yovish, you've been Mevatel the previous Shehiyah, and you've been Mevatel the previous Shehiyah, so then Lechora, it should be a problem anyway. So that I wouldn't say. By a Dover Yavesh, there's no problem, because if the fire goes out, we assume that there's no bittul of the original Shehiyah. So everyone would say that by a Dover Yavesh, there wouldn't be a problem if the fire would go out. In terms of a Dover Lach, so then if it's Nistan Lagamri, that would be a problem, because it doesn't matter that the original Shehiyah was not Nisbatel. The fact is, once it's Nistan Lagamri, you have a Bishul Achabishul problem with Dover Lach. So that would be a problem for the Dover Lach. Rabbi Kiva Eger asked the following shayla. With this, we'll close. What happens in the following case? Let's say you have different people that are using a certain stove. Now they have one stove. Everyone's putting their own pots on the stove, and a person thinks that they're taking off their pot. They're taking off the pot, and they're going to use the pot. They're going to take something from the pot, and. Or actually, the case was that they wanted to take off the soup for Friday night soup. And it turns out they took off the pot of the cholent. They take the pot off the fire, and they put it down. They put it down on the counter. They're going to dish out the soup. They had no intention to put the pot back, because they're taking soup for the Friday night meal. Then they open up the pot, and they see it's cholent. What's the din? Now, let's say they weren't going to have cholent. It's someone else's cholent. So what's the din? Can they aser the other person to put back the pot? That's the shaila Rabbi Kiva Eger is. Very interesting. We know there's a principle that ein adam oser davar she'eino shalo. You can't aser something that doesn't belong to you. So there's a whole pilpul in the achronim over here whether they can aser someone else's pot. But think about it for a moment. According to the Bir Halacha, if you're still holding on to the pot, it wouldn't be a problem anyway. And according to the Chazon Ish, Hinich al gabei safsol, putting it onto the counter, is like Odin b'yadam. So according to the Chazon Ish, you don't have to get involved in the whole shaila. The reality is that if it's only on the counter, we can be mekel for the Chazon Ish to assume that even if it wasn't daito l'hachzir, the person thought he's taking the pot off the fire, and he's not going to put it back onto the fire. He thinks it's the soup pot. That soup pot is not going to go back onto the fire. He's going to put it away after he dishes out the soup for everyone. So according to the Chazon Ish, you'd have reason to be mekel here, because since you're only putting it onto the counter, we assume that that's still called Odom B'Yodo. It's like you haven't put it into its final resting place. So because it's Odom B'Yodo, there would be room to be mekel to say that you could put it back onto the fire. Of course, as long as it's lone stani lagamri, if the soup is still hot. So these shailas give you a sense as to a few of the different issues that can come up relating to Chazara. That sometimes you'll have one condition fulfilled, but you won't have the other condition fulfilled. You have to be able to piece it together to figure out what can we be mekel for. Next time, for the final shir in Chazara, we're going to talk about under what circumstances can you take kugel out of a refrigerator. Let's say you put the kugel into the refrigerator. You had kugel on the fire from before Shabbos, and you put the kugel into the refrigerator, can you take the kugel out of the refrigerator and put it onto the fire on Shabbos morning so that you can have warm kugel? That's the Shaila Lemaisa that we have to talk about. That's what's on everyone's mind. Now that we've established the basic Yesodos of Chazara, so the next week, for the second and final Shir in Chazara, we'll talk about this very important Shaila Lemaisa of under what circumstances can you take a Dover Yovesh, can you take kugel out of the refrigerator, it's completely cold, and put it on the fire in some way or form, and be able to have hot kugel on Shabbos morning.
Thank you, Rabbi.